Michael let himself into his house and walked through the cold hall to the dining room, turned on the overhead light, and poured himself a brandy from the decanter. He took off his coat, threw it across the large mahogany dining table, and pulled a chair over to the window, where he sat nursing his drink and his grievances. Tap, 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 he went on the window. He had sullenly remained as editor for the stipulated 3 issues, and was then, with little ceremony, let go. A new editor was found, a certain A.K. Ross, who was young, hungry, and ambitious, and he quickly turned the magazine into a resounding success. Michael, in the meantime, had been lost and naked. There was nothing else for him. He tapped on the window again and looked, as he frequently did, at the small table lamp that stood on the sill. It was a rather ugly, ordinary little lamp, and the only thing about it that regularly transfixed his attention was that this was the lamp that had electrocuted his father, and this was where he had been sitting. The old boy was such a fool with anything technical. Michael could just see him peering with profound concentration through his half-moons and sucking his moustache as he tried to unravel the arcane complexities of a 13-amp plug. He had, it seemed, plugged it back in the wall without first screwing the cover back on, and then tried to change the fuse in situ. From this he received the shock which had stilled his already dicky heart. Such a simple, simple error, thought Michael, such as anyone could have made, anyone, but the consequences of it were catastrophic. Utterly catastrophic. His father's death, his own loss, the rise of the appalling Ross and his disastrously successful magazine, and... tap, tap, tap. He looked at the window, at his own reflection, and at the dark shadows of the bushes on the other side of it. He looked again at the lamp. This was the very object, this the very place, and the error was such a simple one. Simple to make, simple to prevent. The only thing that separated him from that simple moment was the invisible barrier of the months that had passed in between. A sudden, odd calm descended on him, as if something inside him had suddenly been resolved. Tap, tap, tap. Fathom was his. It wasn't meant to be a success. It was his life. His life had been taken from him, and that demanded a response. Tap, tap, tap. Crack! He surprised himself by suddenly punching his hand through the window and cutting himself quite badly.